Peyton practicing today? Just a matter of coming off the bye? Or
yeah, just, you know, he's had a lot of – we've had a lot of time on our hands, and we just thought you know, he actually took about half the practice what he did. But, yeah, we'll go ahead and go full this week and then get back in our routine next week.
Your players have all been questioned about Peyton's play, and I haven't heard a single negative word. What does that say about the locker room that you have this year?
Well, they believe in him. I mean, they know he's the leader of the football team, and they're also smart enough to know the things he's done that have a lot to do with why we're 6-0-2. I mean, if we don't go down the field in Kansas City, you know, we get beat there. If we don't go down the field at the end of the game against Baltimore, if we don't do the same thing against Minnesota, you know, so our players know that. And, you know, like I said, he's the leader of this football team, and we'll keep plugging here, and we're going to all try to get better as we go.
Gary, you said you guys were going to spend a lot of the way working on getting him more comfortable. What did you guys accomplish without giving away too much during the week, you and him?
Are you talking about during the bye week?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that necessarily the bye week was something, you know, that. I mean, we're trying to do that as we continue to work. We've been doing that through the first 6 weeks. You know, we continue to, I don't want to use the word search, but with some of the things we had going on personnel-wise, we became a little bit different football team, you know, a 3-wide and 4-wide football team. So we're battling through that, and we found a way to work through that and run the ball a little bit better, especially in Cleveland. So hopefully we can grow from that standpoint, and hopefully we get some of these guys up front, you know, consistently playing. So that'll be a big, big key to our progress, I think.
Any more thought to get Benny Fowler more involved?
I think they're going to all be involved. It really kind of all depends. The other day we played the game almost exclusively in 3 and 4 wides. You know, Benny was a little nicked up, got a little nicked up in the game. So Cody played a lot. Bubba played a lot. Bubba played well. So I think you're going to see them all, Mike. You know, I mean, they're of our 6 receivers, 3 of them are big special teams guys. And, you know, so those guys get used up in different ways. But I think you'll see them all as we move forward.
Some of the defenders, coach, have talked about how Cody stuffed the cover on scout team.
Yeah.
Have you seen progress from him? Is he close?
Yeah, I think I made a comment to you guys. In Cleveland, he played really well. He didn't catch a ball. So nobody knows that. But, I mean, he blocked his tail off. We asked him to do some stuff in the box, cutting defensive ends and doing some things. He had a lot to do while we ran the ball well, especially at the end of the game, you know. So he's working. He's doing everything he can. All Cody needs is a couple of big catches to get himself going. But he's doing his part, and he does a great job of getting our guys ready to play every week.
Coach, Green Bay's been plugging in different wide receivers due to injury. Is that a testament to the quarterback, the system, a combination?
They're a good team, you know. And, I mean, when you look at their football team, everybody's got core players and guys that get a lot of attention, and we know who theirs are. But when you look at the film, the reason they're a great football team because the team, the core of their team is so solid. I mean, so many good football players and so well coached. And we know their history of raising their own players and those type of things. And you see it, you know. You see guys as you study the film and get ready to play them, just how important other players are to their football team.
Coach, these guys sound amped up, 2 undefeateds going head-to-head. You know, can you talk about – are they composed out there on the practice field? Have you noticed
about our guys?
Yeah, your guys.
Yeah, I mean, we got a long week ahead of us. You know, we had a lot of time on our hands to prepare. I thought we had a lot of juice on Monday when we came back. Today you get a game plan back on your plate. Mm-hmm. Things slow down a little bit. We need to practice a little bit better tomorrow. But, you know, I mean – I think we're going to be ready to play. You know, that's not emotion's not going to be a problem, but we got to make sure we're doing the work to get ready to play. So that's what I really try to do this week is get them back focused on working.
4 of the interceptions this month have come by linebackers underneath coverage. What do you do to try to curtail that a bit?
Oh boy, I'd have to go through each one of them. You know, I don't know. I can think of the last couple. You know, but. I mean, I don't know. It's just, you know, it's decision-making, and it's us, you know, trying to put everything in the best possible situation. Everything goes into play. You know, one of them was a play-action pass last week where the backer knocked off our shallow cross and came off and makes a great play on the ball, you know. So, I don't know. I mean, they're all different. We're working with all of them. We've watched them and analyzed them and overanalyzed them, and we need to go play the next game.
Did Sobrilo?
He did good today, Mike. He was fine. Tomorrow's a big test for him. He'll be full speed tomorrow. You know, we'll be in pads tomorrow. He'll get his one-on-one. He'll get his banging. So it's a big test for him tomorrow if he's going to be able to come back and go. So so far, so good. So we'll see where we're at tomorrow.
You know Owen Daniels really well. Can you sense some frustration out of him? You know, I know Peyton loves to go to his tight ends, and that hasn't been utilized very much.
Not really. You know, last year, actually, it was a slow start for him, too, and he finished really strong for us. I think the plays will come his way. I mean, a lot of balls have been going Emmanuel's way, and and DT's way, you know. But those things catch up throughout the course of the season. He's working well. You know, he's coming off a little banged shoulder in Cleveland, but came back today and worked. So he'll be ready to go. I think those things will catch up.
How nice was it to see Jake out here today?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. He's awesome. He's the snake, you know. still looks like the snake, huh? Needs to put some weight on. But, no, it's good to see him. He's a hell of a player, great friend. I tell you what, there wasn't a better teammate I ever saw in my career, you know, how he was to his teammates and how he played and how hard he played and did a great job for me. I know that. I'm real proud of him.
Coach, is there anything you have to say to C.J. Anderson to keep him going, or he's a notoriously hard worker?
No, C.J.'s working good. He worked really good today. He and Ronnie got Juwan back. So, you know, they just need to keep plugging. You know, we're going to use them both. Like I said, I see them both as starters. And just need to keep going. His attitude's good. He's working well.
This is a big weekend for the Bowling family and mm-hmm. for that 97 team. What does it mean to you to kind of be a part of this weekend?
It means a lot, you know, just to have the opportunity to be back. You know, if I was somewhere else, I wouldn't get a chance to be around that team coming back or have a chance to see Annabelle and see the family and tell them thank you. So I feel very fortunate to have a chance to be back. And, you know, I know it's a big weekend for the family, a big weekend for the former team, but we're all proud of him. And I know I'm very, very thankful as a coach and a player to had an opportunity to work for him. So it's been very special.
Okay, thank you, Coach.